And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 14th of March, 2014. The birthday of Albert Einstein, born in Ulm, Germany, 1879. As a little kid, even before kindergarten, he was fascinated by a compass needle, which made a big impression on him, lasted a whole lifetime. He loved math, hated school, dropped out, taught himself calculus, went to work in the Swiss patent office in Bern, where his job was to evaluate patent applications. He found it a fairly easy job, and so it allowed him plenty of time to work on his own scientific investigations and theories. 1905, he wrote his paper on the special theory of relativity, which said that if the speed of light is constant and if all natural laws are the same in every frame of reference, then both time and motion are relative to the observers. He published three more papers in the same year, each of which was just as revolutionary as the first, including the paper that included his famous equation E equals mc squared, E being energy, m is mass, and c stands for the velocity of light. Einstein said, "The pursuit of truth and beauty is a sphere of activity in which we are permitted to remain children all our lives." It's the birthday of Sylvia Beach, born Baltimore, 1887, the proprietor of the English language bookstore in Paris, Shakespeare and Company, who put out the first edition of James Joyce's Ulysses in 1922. It's the birthday of the humorist Max Schulman, born St. Paul, 1919, who said, "I turned early to humor as my branch of writing because life was bitter and I was not." And it's the birthday of the photographer Deanne Arbus, born Deanne Nemirov in New York City, 1923, took portraits of transvestites, dwarfs, twins, triplets, carnival performers, sometimes ordinary people with troubling expressions, who said, "I work from awkwardness. If I stand in front of something, instead of arranging it, I arrange myself." Here's a poem for today by Gail Mazur entitled "Why You Travel." You don't want the children to know how afraid you are. You want to be sure their hold on life is steady, sturdy. Were mothers and fathers always this anxious, holding the ringing receiver close to the ear? Why don't they answer? Where could they be? There's a conspiracy to protect the young so they'll be fearless. It's why you travel. It's a way of trying to let go, of lying. You don't sit in a stiff chair and worry. You keep moving. Postcards from the Alamo, the Alhambra, photos of you in Barcelona, Gaudi's Park, swirling behind you. There you are, in the garden of the master of the fishing nets, one red tree against a white wall, koi swarming over each other in the thick, demoralized pond. You, fainting at the Buddhist caves, climbing with thousands on the Great Wall, wearing a straw cap, a backpack, a year before the students at Tiananmen Square, having the time of your life, blistered and smiling. The acid of your fear could eat the world. Why You Travel, a poem by Gail Mazur from Zeppo's First Wife, New and Selected Poems, published by the University of Chicago Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And also by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.